text for the message is 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The theme today is God's promise to you. I will keep you strong to the end. Well, my friends, the city of Corinth was an economically vibrant community. The citizens were looking to advance on the ladder of social mobility. In addition, it was a city that contained at least 12 temples. So it was rife with idolatry. One of the most infamous, I can say famous, but really it was infamous, was the temple dedicated to Aphrodite, the goddess of love, whose worshipers practiced religious prostitution. As a result, the worship of Aphrodite fostered prostitution in the name of religion. At one time, 1,000 sacred prostitutes served in her temple. So widely known did the immorality of Corinth become that the Greek verb to Corinthianize came to mean to practice sexual immorality. So how did the immoral culture of the day affect the Christian church that St. Paul had established there in Corinth? Well, it affected the church in Corinth quite dramatically. Indeed, immorality plagued the Corinthian assembly from the beginning. In addition, the congregation struggled with idolatry, and they struggled with factions and divisions among them. So, the church in Corinth had its troubles, and the city of Corinth was a difficult place in which to carry out ministry. So, does St. Paul respond to the difficult situation by sending up the white flag of surrender? Absolutely not. Instead, he declares, I thank God for you because of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. He doesn't say, I surrender. He says, I thank God. His is an attitude of gratitude. Paul's attitude is one of gratitude because he sees reason for thanksgiving. And he sees reason for hope. Because the church of Corinth has a great big God who loves them unconditionally and who is faithful. Yes, when you read this section of scripture, 1 Corinthians 1, 1-9, there are a three-word phrase that should jump off the page at you. It's this: God is faithful. God is faithful, and that makes all the difference. Yes, the people of Corinth might be unfaithful, and the people in the church, they may stray at times in following their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But they have reason for hope, because God is faithful. Yes, God is faithful. He will never leave us. He will never abandon his people. He is a God who will provide for all the needs of his people, meaning all their needs of body and soul. So Paul tells the Corinthian Christians to face the future with confidence because, he says, and I quote, you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. How about that? The church in Corinth is not lacking in any gift. They have a faithful God who will provide for all their needs. Yes, they may be in a difficult situation, but they need not despair. Paul reminds them at the very beginning, you are sanctified in Christ. Think about that for a minute. Paul says, hey folks, know that you are covered in the blood of Jesus. You are sanctified in Christ. You have been made holy. Jesus died on that cross for you. He shed his blood for you. Your sins, your shortcomings, your guilt, your shame has been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. When God looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. When your heavenly Father looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. He sees the righteousness of Christ. You are sanctified. You are the holy children of God. And you can be certain of it because of your baptism. In your baptism, you were united with Christ in his death, people of Corinth. And in your baptism, you were united with Christ in his resurrection. So you can be certain that you are God's blood-bought, forgiven, heaven-bound sons and daughters. Wow. Talk about good news. And because of that good news, because they know that they are the sanctified children of God, they are sanctified in Christ, they can know that God will provide for all their needs, spiritually and physically. Yes, Paul was so certain that God would continue to provide for the people of Corinth that he goes on to say in our text that God will sustain them to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be overwhelmed, people of Corinth. Your God will sustain you to the end. He is faithful to his promises. He will keep them. Now, wait a second. How can Paul be so confident that God will sustain his people to the end and keep all his promises? Well, my friends, this is the God of the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is the God of the Old Testament who took care of the children of Israel, who after they crossed the Red Sea and then they wandered in the wilderness, what did God do? Provided for them. He sustained them. Manna in the morning, quail in the evening. Follow me, God said. Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. You see, God sustained Israel for 40 years in the wilderness, ultimately leading them to where? The promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. And it is that God who sustained and cared for his people, the people of Israel. That's the same God that tells the people of Corinth, I will sustain you. Yes, you live in a time of evil. Yes, you live in a time where many have turned away from God and worship false gods. But know this, that even the very God that provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness will provide for you and will sustain you till the end when Jesus, his son, takes you home to heaven. Guess what? That's the same message God has for Mount Moriah. See, we may have a small number here today, and God says to us, hey, church in Byron, Mount Moriah, you are sanctified in Christ. You have been covered in the blood of Jesus. Your sins are washed away. You are the blood-bought sons and daughters of God. You can know that if you were to die tonight, you're going to wake up in the arms of Jesus in heaven because your sin has been removed by the blood of Jesus as far as the east is from the west. You can know that because of your baptism. You can know that because right here when you come to this table, Jesus himself will meet you here and give you his body and blood for your forgiveness. Yes. People of God at Mount Moriah, even though you, like the Corinthians, live in a world that is evil, a world of immorality, and let's not kid ourselves, Corinth was a wicked place. And the cities in America today are a lot like it, right? Immorality, adultery, homosexuality, drunkenness, the list goes on, right? That's America today. And yes, it's Rochester. We're not going to say it's Byron, okay. But it's Rochester. I don't live in Byron, so I won't say it's Byron. But guess what? Even though we live in a sin-fallen, broken world, we have a God who says to us, I will sustain you. The NIV says, God says, I will keep you strong to the end. He'll sustain us. That's his promise. And he does through his holy word and his life-giving sacrament of the altar. That's right. Right here is the spiritual gas tank is going to be filled as Jesus Christ comes to you in with and under bread and wine, gives you his body and blood, forgives your sins, strengthens your faith, so that you can continue to walk by faith and not by sight, so that you can continue to say no to the temptations of the devil and your sinful flesh, and yes to living in accordance with God's holy will and God's holy way, even at the times where you feel like you might be the only one following Jesus. We feel that way sometimes, right? Because there are so many that have turned away from God and his holy will. And you might feel that way on Sunday morning sometimes. You know, in the 1950s, 56% of Americans were in church on any given Sunday. 56%. You know how many it is today? 17. Only 17% of Americans are in church on any given Sunday in America today. So, as there's right around 20 of us today, we might say, gosh, are we the only ones left? Well, here's the deal. God says, I will remain faithful. I will sustain you till the end. You see, while sinful human beings stray from God and are unfaithful, the message of our text is, God is faithful. Let's try that. The message of our text is, God is faithful. Remember that. When you struggle in your walk of faith, when the devil tells you, oh, you're all alone, God doesn't care about you, you can say, hey, Mr. Devil, you're a liar. Let me tell you the truth. God is faithful. God is faithful. So faithful that he's going to come to you one-on-one. He's going to whisper in your ear, I love you. I forgive you. I promise you an eternal home in heaven. Because I am faithful. And I will keep you, what does it say? Strong. To the end. Guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. May that give you hope. This day and always. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses human comprehension, guard our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.